to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that doesn't mess about. Just go straight into the business building lessons you need every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Building your business website. Make sure you check out our free guide on the 12 essential steps to building a great business website. This is absolutely free. Just go to 100mba.net/guides. You'll notice there's 5 different guides for you to download. If you download one of them, we'll email you the rest of them so you can just opt in for one and we'll give you the rest on email automatically. In today's lesson, guys, you will learn, do you need a lawyer as an entrepreneur? I know many of you guys ask, do I actually have to have a lawyer that I work with all the time? What are some of the things that they might handle? Why would I need one? Do I have to have one? And if so, how do I choose one? We get into all these details and more in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Looking for an all-in-one website hosting solution? Go to HostGator.com. And if you enter promo code OMARHOOKUP, you could save 25% off. Get everything under one roof and their award-winning service over at HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP to save 25% off. So, do you need a lawyer as an entrepreneur? That's a very good question, and we're going to get into it in today's lesson. The short answer is you don't absolutely need one. Technically, you can start a business, incorporate, and take care of your business by yourself, especially when you're first getting started, when you're just trying to make a few bucks to see if your business is viable. But eventually, I highly, highly recommend that you have a lawyer, that you have somebody you can work with when it comes to certain situations. And as we always do, I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to show you what we've done. I should share with you our lawyer and why we chose him and what we've worked with him in the past and what we might work with him in the future. So you can get some examples of why you would need a lawyer. First and foremost, a lawyer is just like any freelance worker in your business. You need somebody to create a website. You're not somebody who knows about websites. You may not know how to create a website. You may not know about coding or design or any of that stuff. So you got to go to an expert. And a lawyer is an expert at the law. They're the ones who are going to help you out when it comes to anything legal in your business. They're going to be able to save you money a lot of the times. They're going to also help you out in terms of saving you time, you trying to figure things out. This includes incorporating your business, becoming an LLC or something like that, or other things like patents or trademarks. Personally, I think having a lawyer is a good idea. And when I say having a lawyer, you don't need to have somebody on retainer, especially when you're first getting started, but you should know somebody you can call upon and ask for advice, and ask them to do certain projects or tasks. So first of all, who's our lawyer and how did we meet him? How do we start working with him? How does this happen? So our lawyer is David Lizabram. And David is a good friend of ours. We love David. He's a great guy. He's a San Diego native. We hang out all the time. But he's also our lawyer. And David's not any kind of lawyer. He's a business lawyer, an entrepreneurship lawyer. He focuses on transaction-based law, strategic law, executive law as well. The funny thing is that the way we chose him is that we got to know him as a friend, just somebody we met in meetups. He's smart enough to be in those circles to understand that, hey, if I go to meetups that other entrepreneurs are, they might need my services. And I just liked David. I think he was a cool guy. I think that he was very nice. We had similar, you know, likes. And he's just a genuine person. Plus, he really knows his stuff. I spent some time with him over a course of a couple of days because we went to the same conference. So when something came up and I needed a lawyer, I didn't think about it. I went with David. Now, this is not a show that's sponsored by David Lizabram or anything like that. He doesn't even know I'm doing this right now. I'm just giving you my story. So we worked with David to get our brands trademarked, the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. Now, you might be saying, well, why would I need a lawyer and why would I need a trademark for that? Well, first of all, trademarking is very important, especially if you have any kind of intellectual property or IP. And that's just an idea or a function or a solution that you've created that's your invention, whatever that solution is. And you don't want other people to use that name when it comes to that solution. So the $100 MBA is a solution. Webinar Ninja is a solution. And we wanted to make sure those names were protected. Now, why a lawyer? Because the paperwork can be a pain. I don't know where I'm supposed to send all this paperwork or where to get the paperwork or which departments I need to send it to. And of course, I could find out and I can Google it, but that's a lot of time. And as an entrepreneur, your time is money. And I know that David is a professional and that he will get it done. And he'll get it done efficiently. He'll be on top of it. So you could see that you can hire a lawyer to do certain things, certain tasks. You don't have to have them or pay them constantly. And you might have an agreement with your lawyer about how you want to deal with advice. Sometimes you just need some legal advice about something that's going on. It may not be a lawsuit or anything like that, but it just might be, hey, somebody is kind of copying the things I'm doing. Somebody's using the same, you know, headline or the same script as my sales video. Do I have any kind of rights? What should I do? Should I even bother? And they can give you some great advice. And they could save you a whole lot of time and headaches and tell you, hey, it's worth it for you to go ahead and proceed, or it's completely not worth it. And you would kind of not know because you're not a lawyer. You don't know what grounds you have. So it's just good to have somebody that you can call upon. Also, as your business starts growing, you start making money, your business starts having more and more value. You have a lot more to lose. You need to make sure that you are protected, that you protect yourself. And that could be something as simple as having somebody review your terms and conditions on your website. That's actually tomorrow's episode. We'll talk about how you can put together a terms and conditions for your website to be protected. But you may want to have your lawyer look over it after you've created it. We had an episode on chargebacks. What do you do with chargebacks? Sometimes you got to dispute a chargeback. Somebody calls up their bank and says, hey, I didn't authorize this charge. And they hit you with a chargeback and your payment processor says, hey, somebody's disputing this. How do you handle that? That's sort of a legal situation there. You might want to call upon your lawyer and say, hey, how do I handle this? What evidence do I show? And he or she can say, hey, yeah, just give them a copy of your email records with this customer or show them your terms and conditions or show them the return policies on your sales video or on your sales page. They can advise you how to deal with certain situations. And again, they can work on a project-based rate. They can say, hey, this project's going to take about a few hours. I charge X amount of dollars an hour. And you can make that decision. Guys, I got more on today's topic. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, I remember when I first started with the $100 MBA, and I needed to buy an SSL certificate. That's so you can have that little lock in the browser so you can have secure checkouts. I wanted to make sure that when I start selling the $100 MBA course, my customers had a secure way of checking out. I got in touch with HostGator because they're our web host. And in fact, I just got on chat online because they got 24/7 live support via phone, chat, and email. And within minutes, they hooked me up with an SSL certificate. They installed it, and I was all set. They gave me all the information I needed, and I was ready to have secure checkouts on the $100 MBA. It was so easy. I know it's so easy because in a previous business, I tried to do it all myself. It took forever, and it's a pain in the rear. So if you want an all-in-one solution that has 24/7 live support, go with HostGator. Plus, they're giving 25% off web hosting to all listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OMARHOOKUP. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, do you need a lawyer as an entrepreneur? When you're first getting started and money's tight and you're not really making any money yet, you're kind of just building your business, you're building your assets, you're building your products and services, it might be just a time for you to start thinking about it. Maybe start meeting some people. And if somebody you know has a good lawyer, you might want to ask them, hey, who's your lawyer? Do you like them? Why do you like them? Can you put me in touch with them? I might want to use them in the future. Once you start making money, once you start making a profit, and you have a proof of concept, you may want to do some things like register your business as an LLC or a C-Corp. You may want to trademark your business. You may want to get some advice about how to do certain things. At that point, it's time to make sure that you have somebody you can call upon. For us, it was David Lizerbram. And if you want to check out what David could do for you, you can go to lizerbramlaw.com. We'll put it into today's show notes. Again, this is not a sponsored show by David. He doesn't even know I'm doing this today, but I want to show him some love because he's been so amazing with us and has helped our business so much. And I know that he's rock solid and a professional. And if you want to work with him, I highly recommend it. And I want to refer you to the best. And I wouldn't put our name behind it if he wasn't. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Guys, like I mentioned, tomorrow we have an episode on how to put together a terms and conditions or a terms of service, and we'll talk about the difference of these two. This is going to be really simple. It's not going to be something so hard. It's going to be pretty straightforward. You might be thinking, oh, how do I actually put this together? What kind of language do I use? we'll show you tomorrow. So make sure you hit subscribe, whether you're on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever you're using, Overcast, hit subscribe so you get all our episodes automatically, as well as our backlog, because now we're over 480 episodes going strong, and we want to make sure you get them all. All right, guys, that's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. When somebody works with you and does a great job, it's your duty as an entrepreneur to tell others, especially people that go above and beyond, that really impress you with the way they do their work. So make it a goal, even this week, to think of anybody you've worked for in the past and try to recommend them to somebody. You may want to list the top four people that you recommend in whatever fields of work and see if you can dedicate a week to making sure that you recommend them to somebody. And that way, in the month, you'll have them all covered. Trust me, it's going to come back to you. And good work deserves great attention. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.